Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
What does Portlaoise Climate Alliance do?
So the Portlaoise Climate Alliance, it's a collaborative network with a membership of about 50 people, and they represent 30 organisations working for Portlaoise to become a low carbon town. Now, at our latest meeting, we had 35 people and they represented 21 organisations. So when we get together, there's great diversity and representation from across groups working in Portlaoise, which is brilliant. And really, the importance of networks like the Portlaoise Climate Alliance is in accelerating change. So if we look at, you know, why groups are coming and being a part of the alliance, it's their opportunity to input on developing and directing schemes and projects for Portlaoise. They also get to know what's going on, and they get to be part of positive initiatives and projects and be part of a group that, in this diversity of representation, definitely has its strength. So there's a lot of people already involved in Portlaoise Climate Alliance. And it's not a closed group. It's open to further extension. And you can email climate@leashcoco.ie if you're interested in finding out more.
Why is Portlaoise trying to be a low carbon town?
I could go into the international and national requirements under legislation for greenhouse gas emission reductions to help us halt climate breakdown. I could go into that, but they're there. But you know what? It's really hard to relate to those and to connect with that type of reason to be doing different daily habits. All right. So if we bring it down to why Portlaoise is working towards, why people in Portlaoise are working towards becoming a low carbon town that we can relate and connect with, the type of things we're looking to work towards will be a more connected community, even physically. Links between the old and the new parts of the town are part of this, with local businesses thriving. And to help them, there'll be improvements, and there have been improvements to the public realm. Cleaner air, so we've got more walking and cycling supports in already and more to come. And it'll be, and it has certainly a long way come on that journey, to be a greener town. We literally think of the town and the garden signage you'll see around Portlaoise, and exposing the River Treorch as a beautiful natural central feature is part of that. It's a town, the Portlaoise Low Carbon Town is a town, it's got a future for everyone. It's an inclusive town, and we've got this urban regeneration happening as well in Portlaoise, where we're reusing the old buildings that are there and doing them up and making them vibrant spaces again, and also using spaces taken up by buildings that, you know, it's already been taken up, so we're not building on green areas. So that's just some of the tangible outputs that have already happened and will continue to build towards making Portlaoise a low carbon town.
What is the most exciting project you've worked on with the Alliance?
Well, I guess for me, I'm a Green Schools Travel Officer. And so my job actually is promoting sustainable transport in schools. And I've been really lucky because as part of the Low Carbon Town Initiative, we have a project called the Portlaoise Schools Cluster Project. And the 10 mainstream schools in Portlaoise are promoting sustainable travel within their schools. So I've been dealing with the Green Schools coordinators in each school, and they worked really hard for a year now. So it's going to be a 2-year project with the children and with the teachers and the parents of the schools to promote more walking, more cycling, more use of the public transport on the way to school.
Why is it important to plant pollinator-friendly flowers and plants?
Really, without a doubt, we know we're in a biodiversity crisis. We know nature is in trouble and it needs our help, and things are bad. But what's amazing is how resilient nature actually is, and how if we give it a bit of space and time to heal itself, it does recover. So by planting pollinator-friendly flowers and plants, we're satisfying the human attraction to colorful, beautiful flowers and plants while also helping pollinators. And the focus is often on bees as pollinators, but actually we have a huge number of insects that are really important pollinators. And interestingly, moths are really in that group as well. And there's so much wonderful guidance come out from the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, and you can look them up on the web. They have guidance for every type of organization now at this stage. They've been working on it over the last number of years. All sorts of different guidance for all sorts of different organizations on how to make planting in wherever you are, whatever space you have, more pollinator friendly. So it's well worth looking up.
From my point of view, as part of promoting more cycling and more walking in town, the fact that Portlaoise has so much more greenery than it had, I actually moved to Portlaoise 23 years ago, and it's changed so much. And there's a lot more trees, flowers, grass areas. It's really a nice town to actually go for a walk, for a cycle now.
What is included in Leash Climate Action Plan?
Really is a plan to get things moving in terms of County Leash meeting our national targets for greenhouse gas reductions. So those hundreds of actions are spread across lots of different areas and topics and issues. And I suppose specific to Portlaoise, we have a special area in the Leash's Climate Action Plan. But what is called the decarbonizing zone. So this is where we're trying to take carbon out of a particular physical zone within the county. And each county in Ireland has one of these decarb zones. And what does that mean, taking carbon out? Well, it means making our energy needs that they're met with cleaner, greener electricity sources, more renewable energy, and that our buildings are better retrofitted so we're not wasting energy when we're heating, that we're not actually, the building isn't so badly insulated that we turn on the heating in the hall and you're actually heating the outside. So these actions within the County Climate Action Plan, specific to Portlaoise, there's over 100. And I'm really happy to say actually the plan has only been active for just over a year. And out of all those actions, we only have seven left to deliver. About 60 actions just for Portlaoise. We've only seven left. So we've been really working hard with the organizations like those in Portlaoise Climate Alliance and other community voluntary organizations to really set this town on a pathway to really decarbonizing and becoming so much cleaner and greener, a stronger community with a sustainable future that includes all the different sectors in our community. So yeah, a lot of work done and more to do.
How do you know if the things you're doing is actually helping the planet?
So I guess for me personally, I think that every small action is worth it. And I know that I suppose I work a lot with sustainable transport at the moment. Every journey that I can cycle is a bonus. I have to drive a lot as part of the work because sometimes I have to cover a lot of distance. But if I'm going to Portlaoise, I live just outside Portlaoise, I'll cycle. If it's lashing rain and I have a meeting and I have to wear nice clothes, I probably won't do that. But so that's okay. You kind of have to be flexible with what you can do, and everybody can do things at their own level as well. So some people may not have the ability to cycle, but I think that you have to be very positive about what you do. Every small action is worth it, and if a lot of people take all these small actions at the same time, we can actually make a huge difference.
Yeah, I love that, Michelle. Definitely strength in numbers, and every little action can ripple out as
Thanks.
well and impact the people around you. For me, I suppose if it feels right, it's probably right. Like if it makes you feel better, if you're trying to make the world a little cleaner, a little greener, a little fairer, justice really comes into a lot of this, and making sure that Everybody has access to clean air, green spaces. Everybody has the opportunity to, for instance, travel safely in the way they want to. So justice is a huge part of this as well. So, there's so many good news stories out there. Sometimes we have to search them out because a lot of the news concentrates on what's wrong in the world. But the good news stories are there, and they can give us ideas, they can give us hope and encouragement, and we can actually find a community to work with as well. And again, back to the Portlaoise Climate Alliance, this is part of what the alliance is about. It's about a group of people who are committed to the same vision for their community. Portlaoise is a low carbon town, and they're coming together and finding encouragement and strength and working on projects together to actually realize this.
I'm 11. What can I do to help?
I think the main thing is to really believe that you can do something, no matter what your age is, but it has to be at your own level. And so if you're 9 or 10, 11 years old, you're going to learn so much about the environment at school. And so even if you just talk a little bit about it at home, when you bring it home, you might learn about, with Green Schools, there's all the different green flag themes like litter and waste, energy saving, water, sustainable transport. So whatever you learn about, you can talk about it at home. Try to kind of see if you can do that little bit of recycling, that ask, could we walk to school today instead of driving, and so on.
When you're that age, around about 11, and you're in primary school, you are learning so much. So that's an action. I mean, literally making you increasing your own awareness so that you can discuss topics, so that you can sit up and say, hold on a second, that's not right. Or hold on a second, we can do something. When people are discussing this, is really important. So don't be silenced because people say, oh, that'll never work, because you could reply, well, we don't know until we try. And young people are so open to changing habits and experimenting, and not so much afraid to fail as older people. That's brilliant. Try it out, see if it works. They might say, oh, that tried. Well, that was tried there and it didn't work. But your answer can be, well, we haven't tried it here, so let's try it. And I would stress as well, if you're feeling overwhelmed about all that's going on, we've spoken about the biodiversity crisis. Obviously, we're working on climate action here in Laois County Council. So you've heard about that crisis as well. When you're feeling overwhelmed, my thing, and I would really recommend it, is to get out in nature. To get on your bike in nature is even better. It's such an amazing stress relief to be connected with our natural surroundings. And you only have a small circle of people to influence, as Michelle mentioned as well. Like really, we're not all massive social media influencers with hundreds and thousands of followers. We have a small circle of people that we deal with every day, in our family and friends, and the school, the class in our school. So you think about that. Well, you can still influence those people. You can still help those people make better decisions. And if everybody does that with their little circle of influence, then it adds up. As Michelle was saying, we start to have this ripple effect, and we start to have actually a big impact. So no matter how small you think it is, it's most important that you still do it.